Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Mission of Honor by David Weber, performed by Allison Johnson, produced by Audible, Inc.
December 1921, post-diaspora. To understand Solly foreign policy, we'd have to be Sollies, and nothing would be worth that. Queen Elizabeth III of Manticore. Chapter 1. Any dictionary editor stymied for an illustration of the word paralyzed would have pounced on him in an instant. In fact, a disinterested observer might have wondered if Innocenti Arsenovich Kolokoltsov, the Solarian League's permanent senior undersecretary for foreign affairs, was even breathing as he stared at the images on his display. Shock was part of that paralysis, but only part. And so was disbelief, except that disbelief was far too pale a word for what he was feeling at that moment. He sat that way for over 20 seconds by Astrid Wang's personal chrono. Then he inhaled explosively, shook himself, and looked up at her. "This is confirmed?" "It's the original message from the Mantikoran, sir," Wang replied. "The foreign minister had the chip couriered straight over, along with the formal note, as soon as he'd viewed it. No, I mean, is there any independent confirmation of what they're saying?" Despite 2 decades' experience in the ways of the Solarian League's bureaucracy, which included as the 11th commandment, "Thou shalt never embarrass thy boss by word, deed, or expression," Wang actually blinked in surprise. "Sir," she began a bit cautiously, "according to the Mantis, this all happened at New Tuscany."